This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Monday, December 16th. God's word for you today is progenitor. Our scripture reading is taken from Genesis chapter 18, verse 19. And it says, I have chosen him for a reason. He will carefully instruct his children and his household to keep themselves strong in relationship to me and to walk in my ways. I know he will uphold his end of the covenant. My promises to him will be fulfilled. In an analysis of over 100 studies on parents-child relationships, it was found that having a loving and nurturing father was as important for a child's happiness, well-being, and social and academic success as having a loving and nurturing mother. The father is the foundation of the family. When the fathers were taken out of the black communities in the U.S., every male child wanted to be part of a gang because the absence of a father in the home meant there was nowhere to draw their identity from. In a 26-year-long study, researchers found that the number one factor in developing empathy in children was the father involvement. You will think this should come from the mother. Fathers spending regular time alone with their children translated into children who became compassionate adults. Whoa! The presence of the father brings stability to the child, brings direction to the child, and provides identity for the child. The child knows that this is my source. This is my father. Unquantifiable. Research from the University of Pennsylvania indicated that children who feel a closeness and warmth with their father are twice as likely to enter college, that is, university, 75% less likely to have a child in their teen years. That translates to teenage pregnancy down by 75%. Can you even beat that? 80% less likely to be incarcerated, that is, to go to jail, and half as likely to show various signs of depression. Little children these days say they are depressed. Why is a child depressed? A child should be happy, not depressed. Fathers are like the bedrock of the family. Fathers hold the building up, hold the building together, give direction, give protection, and give covering. Luke chapter 11, verse 11 to 13 says, some of you are fathers, so ask yourself this. If a son shall ask bread of any of you, that is a father, will he give him a stone? If your son comes to you and asks for a fish for dinner, will you give him a snake instead? If your boy wants an egg to eat, will you give him a scorpion? Look, all of you are flawed in so many ways, yet, in spite of all your faults, you know how to give good gifts to your children. How much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to all who ask? God is saying, while fathers are flawed and not perfect, still, fathers will go to any length to make sure that their children or homes have bread, fish, and eggs. Let us pray. Father, we lift up our fathers before you today. Make them strong and worthy of your calling and choosing. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.